Hi folks, this is Tony. Welcome to the A Minute to Midnight channel and our website, aminutetomidnight.com. And with me is my wife Holly and Joni Stahl, and we are at the moment at Joni's place in Southern California. So welcome, Joni.
Good welcome.
To be at your place.
This is kind of cool that you're in the house right now. Tony and the Koretzes are in the house.
Yeah, just before we leave for New Zealand, really. So, yeah, so we just wanted to do a short video to discuss a few things with you today. So, Joni, I'll let you kick off.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I just want to say just really quickly how marvelous it's been seeing what the Lord has been doing in your guys' life. Just being an observer of seeing God move in your life. Like, it was such a God move in both of your lives.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so anyways, I just wanted to just really let everybody know that watching you guys, watching God in your lives, just like everything, you know, when God is involved in something, nothing is forced, and everything just went boom, 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 boom. I know you can't get into details probably right now, it's not necessary, but I think really what we wanted to do today was, before they go, we wanted to just come together in a real fellowship setting, you know, and just reach out to you guys and let you know that we're all thinking about you. I know we're all together, we're doing things, but you guys have been our friends for a long time. You've followed us. We're part of your lives. And, you know, we're not going to make a long video right now, but we just really wanted to be an encouragement to you guys, because there's been this big uproar of what's next, what's next, what's going to happen next. And, you know, last night I was thinking about how, you know, I look at the news, like you guys know, we all look at the news. I don't dwell on the news, but I look at it enough where we're seeing big sectors of Christians, professing Christians, melting down. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And, you know, the question, what do you mean, what are we going to do? You know, we haven't been brought this far by the Lord, kept alive, delivered from everything, God seeing us through everything in our lives, so that if something happens in our government or your government or any governments in the world, that is not supposed to change us. We're God's people. I mean, that's how I feel. In fact, I really feel compelled to say, when I started hearing that, like, well, what's next? What's next? I felt this surge of power in my spirit, where I said, this is where we become Christians. This is where we become Christians. And it's not about a government on earth. It's not about anybody's government on earth. It's about the fact that we are here during this time on earth. And God doesn't want us to be afraid. He doesn't want us to wonder about anything. He's given us the word. He said he watches over his word to perform it. That means his word is in us and we're in him. And as long as we keep in the word and we keep his way, then he's going to keep our way. So, you know, like right now, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that, you know, just as we're starting to see it exponentially explode, there are COVID restrictions now exploding.
Yeah, we can see it. I think it's going to get worse. You can see them putting closer and closer towards, I think, a big hard lockdown is what they're going to attempt. You can see it happening in many countries in Europe, and I can see it flowing onto here and other places, and it'll be interesting to see how people respond this time around. It's been a crazy year, 2020. I think 2021 is going to be a continuation of it. I don't see it letting up. We know that they're pushing for a great reset, a great reset of everything, and that's coming. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. What do you think, Holly?
I don't know. I just am really thankful that, you know, we have the opportunity to fellowship and be there for each other, encourage each other, no matter what we have to go through. I think it's so important we trust the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if things are looking dire or something, like, you know, my health problems that I just came out of. I know I probably talk about that a little too much, but I mean, I'm so thankful. I just kept trusting God, and, you know, but no matter what happens, we this isn't even our real home. Like, we have some, mm-hmm. a better home waiting for us. You know, but while we're here, it's good to use our time wisely and serve the Lord and, like, you know, love each other and build each other up in Christ. And, you know, because I was just reading in Ecclesiastes, everything else is really vanity if it's not for the Lord.
You're right.
And that was kind of hard for me to hear because, you know, I was thinking, I don't know, I get distracted by certain things, and it just really helped me to realize I better just stay focused more on, like reading the Word and, you know, pursuing all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, I think about, you know, there's things in the Bible that we read about, and if we really kind of slow down when we read the Word, like, look at Moses, you know, when he spent time on the mountain, and he came down, his face shone. He was reflecting God's glory. And our faces, we reflect what we look at. It's kind of like, not really, you know, we have an earthly saying, you are what you eat. Spiritually speaking, you really are what you eat. You know, as a man thinking of his heart, so is he. Where's your heart in this matter? Because if your heart is hid with Christ and God, then your life is hid with him. You know, in the Word it says, if you then, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3, it says, if ye be risen with Christ, then set your mind on things above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. And if you truly are born again, your life is hidden in Christ, and that means that is immunity to destruction. And, you know, we read a lot of scriptures and we go, oh, well, that was meant for the Jews. And I am in no way saying this is replacement theology. I know exactly who God's speaking to, who and what period, what season, what people groups. But when he says 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right, but it won't come near you, and no pestilence will come near your dwelling. You know, it's real easy to peel off those words and say, well, you know, no evil thing will come nigh my dwelling. But, you know, those things are tested in the battle. And we are in a war. We really are in a war. And Americans are so used to, well, we'll come out of this. We've always come out of this. We're headed into something right now that is incredibly dark. I believe that the first round that we had with COVID and the first lockup, that was kind of a trial run in a sense, because we had, none of us had ever gone through that.
Yeah.
And so we got a taste of it. And there's going to be a, looks like a charge of commander-in-chief, it looks like it. And then what are we going to do? I believe this with all my heart, and I feel very strong to say it. What are we going to do? We're going to do what we have always done. Nothing changes for the believer. If you are truly born again, nothing changes for you. Nothing changes for us. We go in and we get new orders. We cleave to God. God saw the Israelites out of Egypt. He saw them through the desert. He saw them over the Jordan. He will see us through to the other side. This world, I love what you said.
Really?
Yeah, I love what you said when you said, this world is not our home. And I really felt like this is the crux of really what we're talking about. This world is not our home. And that's reality. Yeah. That's reality. You know, it says our life is but a vapor. We're here today. We're gone the next. So many people boast, you know, we're told in James, say not, let us go into this town and carry on for a year. And then we'll leave from there and carry on another couple of years and do business. He says, you don't even know what's on the morrow. But the one thing that we can always be sure in is if you put everything on Christ. If you put everything on Christ, he's not going to fail you. He is your deliverer. He's our deliverer. He's always our deliverer. And I think one of the greatest mishaps that all of us make, and I don't want to say I don't, is that we sometimes lose the remembrance of what he was to us when we first came to him, our Savior. He's our Savior.
Can lose your first love, yeah. I mean, that's real easy.
And then you start getting too involved in intellectual knowledge of Christ. And then you carry on. That's fine. You want to learn. But you have to come back. And this is a time that we're going in where there is going to be exploding COVID. Now, a lot of people are like, yeah, but it's not real and numbers are cooked and we know what it really is. Yeah, we all know different things about it. We could talk about it right here. We don't want to make this all about that. It doesn't matter. Like, we were talking about this over breakfast. Even if we can come out with total proof, like, these are cooked numbers, this isn't real, this is that, it doesn't matter. There is a global reset. This is it. It doesn't matter. They don't even care what you know anymore. Mm. So what does that mean for us? I mean, as people, I always tell Jonathan, we're at the bottom of the barrel, people. We're not living high up on some, you know, some mountaintop. We're not billionaires, you know. Yeah. But I thought, no, we're God's people. And I think we have to also be realistic that we're going to see some things, and there's going to be things that will be hard. That if we think for 1 minute that we're going to be not feel anything, I think we're going to feel some things.
I think also personally, the spiritual aspect is obviously first and foremost, we want to be sorted out in our relationship with God daily, each one of us, and making decisions. I think, you know, if we're truly born again believers, then God will be pinpointing things in our own lives that need to be sorted out. You know, the finger comes down, yeah, this needs to be worked out. You know, I need to change here, there. And those are the important things. Spiritually, but I also still feel, and I'm feeling it strongly now, to tell people, physically be prepared as best as you can for what's coming, because things are, you got a taste of lockdowns and things being empty from supermarket shelves and so on earlier in the year, but then it's sort of got back to normal, semi-normal anyway, but I think it's coming again, only next time the food shortages and the goods shortages are going to be much worse. So I think people should not get slack in being prepared to go through periods of hard times, physically prepared.
Because I have a friend, this individual that I know, he's a supply chain analyst.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and, you know, yeah, because we, he informs us on things. And he was telling me about a thing called just-in-time deliveries, grocery deliveries, right? Where you go to the store and you're like, everything looks fine to me. Mm. But that's just-in-time deliveries. Now, big, big chain suppliers and their regions, they have just-in-time supplies. Big manufacturers are not producing all this, their entire, you know, like for instance, if there is one manufacturer, like say Johnson & Johnson, or there's some, you know what I mean, like they put out all, they have like an array of things they put out, they're only selling part of, am I making sense? Like I'm trying to find the right words. Like there it's becoming sparse. So you don't want to find yourself last minute freaking out, running to the grocery store. This isn't even about, this is not an alarmist, reactionary, knee-jerk thing. Just be smart. Have awareness about what's going on around you, because you know, there's a lot of people that watch mainstream news and they're like, yeah, but everything seems fine. But that's not the news. And I want to say something else too, because it's on my heart to say it. I really want to talk about, even for just a minute or two, underground church. Because it's going to turn into, because when those mother of all lockdowns come, which I believe are coming.
Yeah.
They're going to shut things down. And I know that the churches are fighting to stay open, but I think it's going to be heavier this time where they will flex some muscle on that. But what are we going to do? What are you going to do? Like if you're alone, you're just with your family, you're with your wife, you're living with friends, and it's just you, you have to take control of your spiritual life. And I say that is probably one of the most powerful things that you can ever do, because you're not going to be weak, like leaning on somebody, like I need to talk to somebody. But just a few days ago, YouTube, remember it went down.
Yeah.
I think that's an important thing to discuss because they shut it all down, like a bunch of platforms. They shut, and that was a worldwide shutdown on many levels.
Yeah.
So what happens if all of a sudden you wake up one day, we just found it just happened. Now, it wasn't total. You could still go here and go there. But what if? What if you couldn't get online? What are you going to do? What if I couldn't contact my friends and they couldn't contact me and you couldn't contact your friends? Like, what's going on? What's happening? You got to contact him. You have to really be connected to Jesus Christ right now. He has to be the one, not the last thing. Like, well, all we have left now is to pray. If that's your attitude, I really, from my heart, plead with you to change that attitude. Jesus Christ has to become so real to you because he's really more real than anything. And he is going to be our provider. And I also believe, and this is not miracle signs and wonders, this is God takes care of his own, and he will move heaven and earth to take care of us. And it's going to require faith, but it does say he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So I'm not talking about a religious, I got to get into a corner, I got to bow down on my knees. I'm talking, have an attitude of prayer. Stay connected in Christ. Speak to him often. He's a real person. And keep that word in you and keep his way. Because when you keep his way, he's going to keep your way.
That's right. Yeah, I trust in the Lord. And even when I get scared and I think I can't trust in the Lord, I have to come to my senses and be like, God, you're so much bigger than all of my problems.
Then another thing I want to say, don't just look at yourself. God doesn't just want us to look to ourselves. He wants us to be aware of other people that might need your help. Be prayerful. That doesn't mean throw the door open to everybody. I believe that we are the body of Christ, and there's going to be people, maybe elderly people. We can come across people, and we have to be sensitive to the Lord. And if God wants us to help them, then we can't be like, no, I can't give anything away. I can't. The Lord says that we're to open up our hands wide to the widow, the orphan, the people that are in poverty, the stranger. And, you know, look, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And because I look at it like this, you know, a lot of people look at that word that says in Luke, give and it shall be given unto you with good measure, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing, right? But the church has turned that into a cash cow. With the more money you give, the more money God's going to give you. But Jesus Christ didn't die on the cross so you have a brand new car. He didn't die on the cross so that you have a big bank account. I like to tend to look at it like this, that our life is like a water wheel. The more water you're giving out of the Holy Spirit, whatever you're giving, I don't care if it's you pray with somebody or you don't pray for somebody. You tell them, look, I'm here for you if you need anything. Let the water flow. You got to let the water come out. See, I believe too what has happened too in the church is that, you know, Jesus has a body. And God, I believe that Jesus never meant for one man to run the whole thing. And so what has happened is the gifts were stifled and the blood flow was cut off to the body. But God has a body, and the blood flow needs to go through the body, and the water, be a water wheel. The more water you give out of the Holy Spirit, the more water comes in to give out. And this is the principle of giving. So back to what you said, this is not our home. We have a home. We're on a journey. Yeah. We're on a narrow path. You know, it's interesting how they say, it says in the Bible, gates of hell, right? Gates, plural. But it talks about a gate of heaven.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so we are people on that road that takes you, there's only one way home, that takes you through the gate into which the righteous shall enter and to eat of the tree of life. And you want to stay on that road. And just like you see us here, in this little place, little apartment, nothing fancy, but this is where Christ meets us. And I think I can even feel his presence right now.
Mm. It's funny, I was thinking this morning, like, with things getting bad in the future, like I think it is going to be, and I think a lot of people are going to lose their lives, and it's going to be tough. And I was thinking, well, why would God want to keep me safe when other people die or whatever? And I was thinking, well, in some ways, I'd rather just go home. Anyway, yeah. It's like, and then but then my thinking was, well, it's really up to God. He chooses who to take and who to leave here. And if we're left here for whatever reason for this period of time, and then we've got God will have a purpose for us to be doing things for His kingdom. And if we don't, you know, for instance, we died or something happened, I don't know, whatever it is, an earthquake or, some disaster, man-made or natural, when we aren't here, well, that's well and good. But it's really up to God to choose who to stay and who to keep. So we just got to do the best we can, is what I believe. Be prepared to stay here, prepared physically and spiritually to survive. But if God chooses to take us, then that's God's decision. But I think we do the best we can do to be here as long as we're going to be here and prepared. I mean, I don't think He wants any of us starving to death. I mean, I just really don't think that would be God's plan in any way, shape or form. And it would be sensible to be prepared for whatever's coming. Mm. But then our life is to trust in the Lord, and ultimately it's God's decision. And I really appreciate people's prayers. So I know people pray for us, pray for you, pray for me and Holly. Yeah. It's been great. And I think, I'm sure that's why things have largely fallen into place for us in recent times. It's not because of my righteousness or anything, because I feel like I'm sometimes anything but the man I'd like to be. But I think people's prayers for each other make a huge difference. I've really been sensing it's people's prayers that have been making a huge difference. So much as I'd like people to pray for us, we also want to pray for you people and each other, pray for each other. So I think basically I'll let Holly just wrap up with the last word.
Well, I was just thinking, like, I pray for all of us to just be faithful stewards over whatever God has entrusted us to. That's just what I felt like sharing.
Well, that's great. And thanks, Joni. And thanks. I know we've got just a short discussion here today, folks. But I hope it's been some help. And remember, aminutetomidnight.com is our website. And we have a Minute to Midnight YouTube channel. And Joni, yours is?
Joni Stahl's Field Notes.
And they can find you on YouTube.
Yeah, they can find me on YouTube. It's just easy, Joni Stahl's Field Notes. Or you can look me up on my website, JoniStahl.com. It's pretty easy,
and
pretty basic.
Just the last word then, folks, is both Joni and her channel and A Minute to Midnight are run 100% by donations. And either Joni Stahl's Field Notes or AMinuteToMidnight.com, we're always really appreciative of people that have donated to help keep us running. And the music used in the shows I've written, played and recorded, and you can download that if you want. I know a lot of people ask me, where can we get it? You can download that music at aminutetomidnight.com. So stay safe, folks. God bless, and keep in the word, and keep looking after each other, and hopefully we'll be back, God willing, in a few days with another video.